These are three poems, again, that I'm going to read all together. The first is called Sources, and I was talking in a class the other day, and something was brought up about a comparison between poetry and the other arts. Did I find it helpful studying painting or music and or sculptor or whatever? And one of the things I said was that one thing that I missed in poetry was materials to get your hands into, to work with. I was talking about that with another poet this summer, and he recognized the same thing and thought that's perhaps why he and I both happened to be able to freak out in stationery stores, you know, and looking at different kinds of pens and papers and fancy typewriters, and as close, you know, as that could come to something physical to work with, to get your hands into. And Sources. If I made something with my hands, a farm, a mollusk, a moonship, a lamp to light these walls, these idle hands, something made to leave behind, the chiseled head of a god, any god, that you might imagine his hooded eyes, a window, to frame your desire or contain your discontent. Already there are holes in the leaves, the edge of newness worn off, green darkens to summer. I imagine my hands, the hands of a sculptor, picture in a book of palmistry, veins pulsing through, tendons clear, hands to be severed and preserved, reaching into the earth for stones, roots, coal, or black water.